Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive Saturday in northern Syria to wrestle control of a key border town from Islamic State extremists. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the force seized several strategic areas near Dabiq on Saturday. In other developments, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held another round of talks aimed at easing the crisis in war-shattered northern Syrian city of Aleppo, but it's unclear if any progress was made. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo, the target of the government and Russian-backed airstrikes, to allow the sick and wounded to be evacuated and for food and medical aid to enter the besieged area. Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached an historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced Saturday at a climate meeting in Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was there.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Factory-made hydrofluorocarbon gases, or HFCs, were introduced decades ago as an alternative to ozone-depleting chemicals, but turned out to be a cause of global warming. Their danger has risen as the sale of refrigerators and air conditioners have soared in emerging countries like China and India. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. The Pentagon says the presumed ballistic missile was attempted at a 1203, that's its local time. A Pentagon spokesman told Reuters that the U.S. condemns North Korea's missile tests and intends to raise their concerns at the U.N. to bolster international resolve in holding the DPRK accountable for their actions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Saturday the release of two American citizens who had been held by Houthi rebel militias in Yemen. Speaking from Switzerland, Kerry said the two Americans' release was part of a complex diplomatic deal that also included the medical evacuation of wounded Yemenis. The Americans arrived in Oman on a Royal Air Force of Oman plane that also carried the injured Yemenis, who were wounded in the controversial airstrike 1 week ago that hit a large group of mourners at a funeral in Sana'a. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has accused the media of influencing the upcoming November 8th presidential election in favor of Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, even as he continues to deny multiple allegations of sexual misconduct toward women.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president. But we are going to stop it. We are not going to back down.
In this home stretch of the presidential race, Clinton has extended her lead over Trump in national polls. Trump and Clinton, will square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. Iraq moved tanks, artillery, missile launchers to the eastern outskirts of the Islamic State-held Mosul on Saturday in a buildup of forces ahead of the upcoming fight for the city, expected to be the biggest battle in Iraq since the 2003, that's the third, of U.S.-led invasion. This member of the counterterrorism force said, God willing, they are ready and fully prepared. All troops of the counterterrorism forces are ready and fully equipped. We are close to saving Mosul and kicking Daesh out of Iraq. Iraqi officials say a massive ground assault could begin this month, backed by the United States air power, Kurdish security forces, and Shiite and Sunni units. And police in northern India say a stampede early Saturday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 19 people. The stampede occurred when a larger-than-expected crowd of devotees of an Indian guru gathered at Uttar Pradesh State. Police started turning back people from an overcrowded bridge, triggering rumors the bridge had collapsed. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.